Yesterday, Governor Larry Hogan announced several drastic actions aimed at mitigating what experts say is the inevitable spread of the novel coronavirus in Maryland. Among these, the state is closing public schools for 2 weeks, activating the National Guard, and closing the Port of Baltimore to cruise ships. WYPR's Rachel Bay has more.
The measures were prompted by the news that Maryland has its first confirmed case of community-transmitted COVID-19, the disease caused by the new coronavirus. The infected person, a Prince George's County resident, has no known exposure to the virus through travel or another infected person. At a press conference Thursday, Hogan said the development signifies a new phase of the public health crisis.
We should expect the number of cases to dramatically and rapidly rise. Our primary focus is now turning from containment to aggressively working to mitigate and limit the spread of the virus.
Hogan announced a series of extraordinary and to some extent unprecedented actions. He has activated the National Guard so that they are ready for whatever comes next. Public schools will be closed for 2 weeks beginning Monday, while buildings and buses are cleaned and disinfected.
I have enacted an executive order prohibiting any social, community, religious, recreational, or sports gatherings or events of more than 250 people in close proximity at all locations and venues across the state.
Senior centers are closed until the state of emergency is lifted. The Port of Baltimore is closed to cruise ships, except for two ships that will be allowed to return in the coming days. Driver's licenses and other state licenses and permits due to expire will be extended until 30 days after the state of emergency ends. Visitors to hospitals will be restricted, while visits at state prisons will be suspended. Public access to state buildings is restricted, and non-essential state employees who can will work remotely.
The actions that I have announced here today will be disruptive to your everyday lives, and they may sound extreme, and they may sound frightening, but they could be the difference in saving lives and helping keep people safe.
But he also said daily life shouldn't come to a complete stop. Businesses should stay open, especially gas stations, grocery stores, and restaurants. At a meeting of the Board of Revenue Estimates earlier in the day, Controller Peter Franchot warned that the impact the novel coronavirus will have on the state's economy is an almost complete unknown.
Obviously, we don't know how long this pandemic will last, how much worse it will get. So at this point, it's not possible to assess the full economic impact on our state. What we do know is that it's going to be significant, if not historic.
The General Assembly, meanwhile, is going to continue its session for now. However, members plan to work through weekends and pass priority bills as quickly as possible to prepare for the possibility that they have to adjourn before the scheduled end on April 6th. State courts are suspending all jury trials beginning Monday through April 3rd. Officials are also grappling with the upcoming primary election on April 28th. Hogan promised more details in the coming days on how voters will be able to cast their ballots. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.